is Davin's Den.
We are back. I think Pip has her phone fixed. Everything else on her is broken, but I think we got her phone fixed. We'll do some scamming scammers. That's what we will do now.
Yay!
Now, when we last left off, fake Davin is dating Lacey. When we last left off, fake Davin had become possessed by a ghost.
Yes, and she was actually concerned.
Yes, Lacey was concerned. Fake Davin had been taken over by a spirit. And fake Davin was concerned that his time on this blue marble was limited. And that's where, he was kind of concerned. But, Lacey was still focused, still had her eye on the prize. As much as she was concerned, there was still time to ask for shit.
Oh, there's always time to ask for gift cards.
So we'll pick it up from there. So, she goes, the end is still far. I go, just enough time to send a gift card, LOL. She goes, you're crazy. You never change. I go, and sexy, too. She goes, don't know about that.
Oh, bitch.
Thank you. And I said, ouch. I didn't say bitch. I said, ouch. I go, I guess that eliminates any chance of sexual tension. I go, why would you want to date someone you don't think is sexy? I can't imagine doing that. And I think the answer is, well, I really don't look at a man's face, I look at his wallet.
You can't say that. You're just saying that's what she's thinking.
Yes. She goes, I have no idea. I go, I go, maybe money is the reason. You like that, Pip?
Yes.
What do you think she says?
No.
It's like, don't say things like that to me.
By the way, this is happening on my birthday last year. This is what she said.
Oh, wow.
She goes, each day
happy birthday. Give me a gift card.
That's what our tradition is here. Each day is a miracle of God. Waking up is a blessing made more special with you. Morning is a gift that we should be excited to open. Start with a smile and everything good will follow. Loving you is like a new day. It is fresh and true. Good morning, sweetheart. And a whole bunch of hearts.
Oh my God. What Hallmark.
Yeah, that's what she wrote.
She's got a Hallmark card.
There must have been a big shovel to hold all that bullshit.
I don't know what's wrong with you. I go, good morning, Lacey. How are you, baby? She says she's doing fine. She asks about me. I tell her hearing from her cheers me up. I go, though, as you always confuse me. She goes, I'm sorry about that. She asks how my night was. I don't like to do that now, just thinking a lot. I will send you a picture of me in a thong like you did to show you how sexy I am. I guess she sent me a picture of her in a thong. So I offered to reciprocate.
Like a Borat kind of deal?
Okay. Yeah.
Like oh, that. God. I want a poster for that.
Do you?
That's the right answer. She laughs. She goes, okay. She goes, you stop thinking because it will only weigh you down. I think we're talking about like how I'm concerned about dying.
Oh.
I go, what should I do? Old me would have pushed it all out of my mind with drinking women. I'm trying not to do that. I see horrible things when I sleep. What would you have me do, Lacey? It's worse when I sleep, kids.
Oh, yeah. I'm wondering, what would she have you do?
And I continue. I go, and though all of this, I'm trying to see what we can be, which is kind of silly considering I'll be dead soon.
Oh, God.
What? What?
Just creepy.
Yeah. Figured why not. She goes, you aren't dying, baby. She goes, stop speaking negatively to yourself. I go, the voice in my head says otherwise.
I wish you'd keep it up.
You're fucking despicable. I hope that fucking turtle realizes what a creep you are and bites you. Joe has a box turtle. It's the only fucking box he's going to get in.
That's my baby.
It's his little friend.
That's my baby Katrina.
Katrina?
Katrina.
The turtle.
Yeah.
Don't encourage it.
She's pretty.
Oh, God. So I go, the voice in my head says otherwise. I go, Lacey, I love you. And she sends me a heart. She goes, I love you too, and sends me three hearts. I go, baby, you need to stop talking to me. I feel like I'm losing control, and what is in me is dirty and wretched and evil.
Well, you think highly of yourself, don't you?
I'm losing control of this evil demon inside me.
Oh, I know. Please, I have that every Tuesday.
Yeah, but we're right. I continue. I go, like, every day since that house, I feel me losing a battle with Max.
A battle with what?
Max. M-A-X.
A battle with Max. Oh, you've named it now?
Why not? But if Katrina can have a fucking name, why can't Max?
Oh, I thought you said a battle with math. I'm like, so get yourself some fucking flashcards. What do you want out of me?
I'm losing to integers.
Fighting with integers.
Yes.
Right.
She goes, I can't stop talking to you. Not now that you even need me more. This is a good fucking girl right here. It would be easy to cut bait with me right now. She's got no money from me. We're in November. We've been talking since April. I'm clearly having all sorts of fucking issues. It would be a good time to say goodbye to fake Davin.
Yeah, it would be time to go, okay, this has gone in a direction I'm not comfortable with. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your antics are interesting, so that's probably why she keeps you around.
Mm-hmm.
I go, Lacey, I don't know what this is. We've known each other for a while. I don't want this to hurt you.
Okay.
She goes, I'm fine. Okay. I go, like, honestly, I never thought I would grow to love you. I never took us seriously those months ago. But now I love you, and I don't want you hurt.
Well, that's nice of you. You know, you're worried about how she's dealing with your second person in your head.
Yeah. I don't see why.
I didn't laugh at that, but I'm just picturing you, like, fighting the demons and the scammer.
I think I came up with this shit, like, at 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning on the fucking couch down here. I think that's where I was writing this. Why not? She goes, I have always loved you, but scared to show it. I go, why? She goes, because I've been hurt so many times, but now I think I can trust you. Now that I got Max by my side, now's a good time to be all in.
Yes.
Now that you have an evil spirit, I'm ready to commit.
Well, you know, girls seem to like bad boys. Maybe they like scared boys, too.
I go, I don't trust me or Max or us. I go, but you love me.
Us meaning you and her, or
yes,
you
yes,
and
yes.
Max together?
Maybe me and Max together.
As a unit.
As a unit.
You know what, though? She figures, look, you told her you loved her. You told her you have issues. She feels if she could try to save you and conquer the evil Max, you know, she has you under emotional control, and emotional control means dore mi mula.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's gotta be worth a lot of Amazon gift cards if she can save me.
That's a good point.
If she feels that you're under emotional control, yeah, because you'll feel indebted to her that she's helping you, and this will lead to getting a gift card. You helped me through this, and you told me you love me. And I'm alone, and you're the person to help me. That's worth a couple of gift cards.
Yeah, I'll be eternally grateful that you stood by me.
Yeah.
I go, but if you love me, why the whole Vinny thing?
Oh, you pain in the ass.
I feel like when I present these character traits, like, Pip is having flashbacks of, like, bad relationships of a guy that just brings shit back. She always reacts to, like, when I keep on throwing shit up to these scammers.
Yes, yes.
I trigger you with that behavior.
I think you do, because I'm always like, oh, my God, won't you let it die?
Can't you just be possessed by Max and not go there?
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. If you ask the whole thing about Vinny. whole wrench into where she wants to go with the emotional thing. So she has to either say, well, I'm going to, you know, I won't write to him anymore, or he means nothing, something like that. She's got to diffuse that, because this whole emotional ploy that, you know, I feel she's going for is going to be all for naught if she doesn't get out of this.
I don't really know if your expectations are met with this, Joe. She goes, I never knew he was playing with my feelings. I don't think that's what I was looking for.
No. Who cares what he was doing?
Yeah. It's like, no, like, if you loved me, why did you do this whole Vinny thing? And she's like, well, it would have been fine if he wasn't dicking me over. It's like, no, that's...
Now, what did she say about him? What was that? What was that?
I never knew he was playing with my feelings.
Doesn't this sound like they might be on the outs?
No, but
you know, where...
He's been on the outs. She got rid of him.
Yeah, she said it was over.
In Joe's defense, he wasn't really paying attention these past 2 weeks. Joe's back this week. Joe was kind of mailing in the third segment the past 2 weeks. Now that we got him on camera, he can't fucking nod off, so it's a little rougher for him.
Get your face. Big steak.
Like we can't tell.
A finger comes out of the corner of the screen and pokes him away.
Turtle does. Bites him in the ass.
Can't see me propping the pillow. Okay.
Yep. Hey, where did the screen? All of a sudden, Joe's going to be like a scammer. Oh, I'm sorry, my camera doesn't work.
Right.
No, we did a lot to get the Zoom going. No.
Oh, boy, did we.
Hey, looks good.
What?
Looks good.
Yep. So she goes, so now tell me, how did you know about us? She still wants to know how I knew about her and Vinny.
What a pain in the ass.
No, she's not a pain in the ass, because she wants to, because if she's dealing with other guys, she wants to know how you know, and this way she could take steps to avoid that.
Oh, and yeah. No, I know. She wants to step up her game so that she doesn't get caught again, but it's like... Oh my God! It's like both of you dogs with a bone.
So what do you think I say
about that? I got my pad out writing this shit down. You know.
What do you think I say? How do you think I know? What do I tell her?
You have a sense about these things because you're like a ghost hunter guy.
What do you think, Joe?
I think that you tell her you have a sense because you don't want to let her in on what's going on.
My gift / curse, when I'm connected with people, sometimes I see things. There's always been a dark cloud around you, like something isn't quite right.
Knew it.
But did you see what else I threw in there? I'm on to you, fucking dopey bitch.
You had a good point on that, because basically, instead of telling her how you know, you threw in all this new age shit, and it's like, oh, for crying, all right, yeah, we're connecting.
And the other thing is, of course you don't want to teach her how to step up her game and how to hide it from the next guy.
It was on your Instagram, you dumb twat. No, I'm not going to say that.
Damn it.
I go, probably a reason why I kept you away. But now I guess your darkness doesn't bother me. Since Max, I am drawn to it. Like I can't resist you, sweet girl.
Oh, boy. Now, I don't know if I would...
Oh, sorry. You threw in all that new age shit again, and then said that you still care about her. So yeah, the old fishing line is still out in the water.
But sure, I got a show to write.
If I was a goth teenager, boy, would it be wet panty time.
So I'm looking for. If I can't get me some teenage goth girls, why do I do this? She goes, now what can I do to take away the darkness? Stop being a scammer, you whore. I go, I am guessing goodness and honesty. I mean, isn't that what God wants? I guess get right with God and live a righteous life. I'm pretty much telling her, stop being a scammer. I go, knock it off. But she don't get it.
You know what? I could see a farmer looking out in his field and go, what happened to all that cow shit? I don't know. Two people were out here with shovels about 20 minutes ago, cleaned it all up.
I thought my tact was good.
No, it was good.
I go, I found that out too late, but you have time, beautiful. You have a lifetime. Now there's some cow shit.
I'm in Waiters.
I go, I don't understand if you always loved me, why you courted Vinny behind my back. Look at Pip, she gets fucking triggered. Her fucking stupid googly eyes rolling her head.
Yes, because it's so annoying. It's like, oh, will you let go?
No, I won't. She's a scammer. If I'm arguing with Joe and I held on tight to a fucking something he said, you know, from 6 years ago, you don't think I'm going to do it with a scammer?
Oh, of course you are.
Well, right. No,
I'm reliving trauma. Don't mind me.
Yeah, I mean, Joe takes it in fucking stride. So should you. Relax.
Yeah. By the way, when am I getting my gift card?
You got to fucking raise your game. You want a gift card?
That's what he told me about 9 years ago. We'll do this show. You have a gift card.
Oh, okay. At least you got offered a gift card.
Look at me. I had to think about that. My stupid still comes around.
Yeah. It's like his pimp hand is really strong.
Yeah, right? Not only with the scammers, but also with the on-air staff. All right.
Sure.
That's right.
So she gives me a puzzled emoji. I go, I don't know, baby. I see things I can't explain. But I am drawn to you where before I avoided you. Just talking to you is like a drug. To Joe's point, the fishing line is out.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Sure.
And she puts like an angel emoji. Pip, settle in. I go, why did you go to Vinny and say sweet words to him?
Oh, God. Oh, you pain in the ass.
Why? Don't you want to know?
Oh, I want to know, but it's just like, oh, let it go.
Look, can we just drop it and forget about, oh, sorry, force of habit. Sorry.
Yeah.
Knee-jerk reaction from me.
Then I go, I guess you're gone. She goes, I don't want to talk about Vinny. I go, honey, I need to know. Why?
Why?
But you know what, though? Seriously, if you were, like, kind of talking to somebody, and then they stepped out on you, you'd want to know why.
Right. Oh, yeah. Now, for point, real? Yes.
If I was them, I'd concoct some line of shit to keep you quiet. That's my next move. That would be my next move.
Yeah, but, Joe, they're not going to lie to me. That's not their game.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I go, was he more handsome? Did he have more money? What? I go, was it your share? I'm just cracking myself up because I'm remembering what. So she used to call feet fits, FITS, instead of feet, fits, her fits. So I write, I go, was it your shared love of fits?
You're a paragraph away from the daffodils of August.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I think we jumped over that.
What are you talking about? I just mocked your lack of command of the English language.
I know, it was good.
Still, you know.
She goes, I don't know. I go, that's not an answer. Tell me. You know why you wanted him.
Why?
Well, she answers. She goes, he was always kind with his words.
He was a little sweet talking. You're not.
I'm not.
Yeah, that might be a jab at you, you know?
Yeah,
it's
fuck
like,
her.
If you want me, you better start being kind with your words instead of interrogating me on this.
You but better step off up the loving.
You are a sperm lover, man. I mean, you know, the relationships I've had, you know, years ago, it's like, you go, so what was she like? We hung out. Oh, yeah? So was she good in bed? I never went. Well, and just not drop it.
I go, I get that, but all those guys that follow you are kind with their words. Why Vinny over them? Over me.
What? Wait, why are you worried about the other guys?
No, because she said those sweet words, but all these guys are kissing her ass. Because, you know,
she's
playing like a hot blonde with big tits, stuck in Nigeria, working at a timber company or a construction company, depending on the month in the fucking story.
I know, right? She loses the plot.
I go, why won't you answer? She goes, I don't have an answer to that. I go, you loved him. You must have an answer. What does he have that I don't?
Little fake Davin.
I am torn. Listen,
poor little fake possessed Davin.
Yes, it's very. You know, I don't think you're appreciating the trauma that fake Davin is in right now.
I know, because I'm a heartless, cold bitch.
Yeah.
not a question.
She goes, I don't know. I go, well, that just means I lack something. Maybe many things in your eyes. Now I'm insecure and possessed.
Oh, boy, yes.
She goes,
right, though. You know what, though? Now that you're being insecure, if she's smart, now it's time to butter your bread. You know, so let's see what she does.
Good point.
She goes, when is your B?
I'm sorry?
She goes, birthday. She goes, when's your birthday? I go, today. Why? She goes, how come I don't know about this? I laugh. I go, was I supposed to tell you, babe? She goes, no. I go, then how would you know, LOL?
Why did she think to ask you that day if she didn't know?
I don't know.
That's odd.
Maybe people posted shit.
Columbo.
I don't know. She goes, I would know if you wanted me to. I go, hun, it's not a big deal. Just send me an Amazon gift card.
Nicely played.
Nice.
She says, okay. She said,
okay. She's, wow, that knocked the wind out of me.
Good. Maybe it won't come back.
Dick.
Do you need me to find a nice police officer with a knee?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Those could be your last words. I don't care. I go, you're getting me an Amazon gift card? And that was that day. I don't know. Do you want to stop or you want to continue?
No, I think that's a good stopping point.
Builds a little suspense. Will she send the card? Right. Or will there be an excuse Viking to send the card?
Yeah, and write down her excuse because you can use it with the next one.
All right. So basically, from that, we got Davin is not over fake Vinny, and his spirit has a name.
Yeah, I like that his other personality or spirit or demon, whatever it is named Max.
You like that name?
I would adjust that to Davin is not over fake Vinny and won't drop it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Vinny was real. Davin's fake.
No, I know.
No, he said fake Vinny. I think I might have said fake Vinny first.
You did.
Oh, that's
fake
right.
Vinny. But nonetheless, preface that, but Davin won't drop it.
Yeah, really. I noticed.
So do we like where this is going?
Yeah.
Taking a little interesting turn.
It's interesting. I just want to see what excuse she has for not, because she has to figure out how to get out not getting you a card and work on you to get a card. She's not sending a fucking card. She needs to get a card. So you kind of gave her, you know, she's got problems that she's got to figure out.
She's got to wiggle out of that. I would never stop laughing if you actually got a gift card from a scammer. I would die.
Oh, well, that gives me motivation.
There you go. Whatever makes it work.
Whatever makes your white skin turn whiter.
And then gray.
Now that we've come to the end of the show, what the fuck were you doing with the camera, man? You were making me seasick before.
Oh, well, remember a long time ago I told you that the screen on my laptop would like fritz out, and
yes,
I had to like keep it in one position or it would like go black all the time.
Yes.
And I have to reposition it. Well,
okay,
that's what's going on today.
I gotcha.
I had it in one spot. We were all nice and happy, and now it has come back to be very grumpy with me. And if you could see the light on my face going back and forth, like, dark, light, that's what it was doing the whole fucking show. I wanted to throw it out the window.
Actually,
it looks like you got the Holy Spirit doing the show with you.
Yeah, you beat me to it.
I know, isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, he wants nothing to do with you.
It's between the grape walls and the sun over my head. And then I have the Exorcist screen and the Exorcist phone. Wow, I've got a lot going on tonight.
This is the most I've seen.
A Prince video.
It's funny.
Never know.
Purple Pain.
Purple Pain.
This is the most I've seen out of the inside of either one of your houses.
That's scary, huh?
Maybe in another 20 years I'll see another wall. All right.
Actually, I don't know if anybody even noticed it, but my house kind of looks inside like a box of crayons exploded. And so I've been taking videos against different walls so that you can see all the colors in my house.
Did you paint the place?
Yeah.
On purpose?
On purpose? What?
Purpose.
Yeah, yes. What'd you, Mr. Healy's go to go get together and go, what could we do to fuck up the resale value of this?
That's oh, right. You know what? There's tons of beige paint in the world. If we have to sell, I'm just gonna slap beige all over the place.
Honey, pick your favorite 15 out of a box of Crayola 64. We're going to painting.
Yeah, it's a little wild.
Jesus.
It's very wild.
Pip's Funhouse.
Yeah.
Do you got shag carpeting too?
No, huh. No. We do have carpet. Mr. Hillocks and I had a compromise when we first moved in. He really likes carpeting.
Mm-hmm.
And the carpeting, the pile is not shag, but it's kind of thick.
Okay.
And it's a beige. And I'm like, because most of the floors are hardwood.
Oh, that's nice.
And, yeah, I prefer the hardwood, but they put the people
I
before.
See you
put,
do.
Nicely done. The people before put an addition of a bedroom and a bathroom on the back of the house in the 80s, and the bathroom is so 70s. It's just I want to redo it, but we don't have the money.
We all love show business. We're all in show business. You don't have to make the house look like a green room, okay?
Well, the other wall is green.
We get it. We're in the entertainment business.
you know what they say goes with a nice hardwood floor? A purple wall. I hear it time and time again when I watch these real estate shows on House Hunters.
Oh, no. People would come in here and go, oh, Jesus Christ, because their painting nightmare would have just begun.
Yeah, that's going to be hard.
Well, you know, it's like we got the bedroom's purple and blue. This room, which is my little office, is green and purple. I have a red room. We got a teal hallway, a green kitchen. I mean, green living room. The kitchen is going to be yellow, and a beige dining room that I love.
Well, what'd you do? Go to go.
Holy shit.
Pip went to Home Depot and gave me one of everything that doesn't sell. What do you have on deep discount? What do 8-year old girls like? I want to paint my house like an 8-year old girl.
Yeah.
Well, right. Yes.
What do you want your house to look like? I want to let it look like Huggy Bear's Cadillac.
Huggy Bear's Cadillac. Wow. All right.
You know,
it's a good place to end it. You don't come back from Huggy Bear's Cadillac.
Yeah.
No.
Funny. Fucking Pip's house. I think now I might have one of the clips. That might be one of the clips right there. Fucking Pip's fun house. But seriously, if you walked into that house, you would think, yeah, crazy people lived here. I mean, yeah.
Yes. Well.
I'm not saying, listen, it's nice to be honest.
Yeah. I'm just saying that it's like, it's our crazy house and we'll do with it what we want.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So. You know what? If people walk in and go, holy shit, a crayon box exploded in here. Yeah, pretty much.
All right. I can't wait to see the unicorn room. All right.
That would be sick.
We'd like to thank...
Yeah,
go on.
I think she's got some decorative plans thanks to you.
Okay.
I know.
She's got time. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ for his continued sponsorship, support, and friendship. Russ Fujiko.
Thank you, Sensei Russ.
We love you.
Awesome.
Also, laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you. And, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you, the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it's one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. They're actually a lot of fun. So check it out, laughathomecomedy.com. laughathomecomedy.com, 551-404-3094. I think our first foray into Zoom was fairly successful.
Yeah, that's as long ago.
Yeah.
Good. It was nice that we get to see us. You know,
yeah, and just, you know, we get to see each other again.
Yeah, you know, they just see you. They barely hear us. Now they could see us and stuff like that. Makes the show a lot better. I think it's a step in the right direction.
I think it's a step in the wrong direction. I think more of me, less of you is always the way to go.
Yeah. Well, we've seen how that worked. Now we're trying this.
Okay.
Right.
Fair enough. All right. Just took a fucking pandemic to make it happen. I do look forward to this being fucking done so we could actually do a show in person. That would be nice.
I know. I miss you guys.
Well, I don't know about missing you guys, but it'd be a better show.
Well, let me tell you something. The 4.5 hours in the car every Tuesday, I'm not missing.
No, but it's still a better show when we're actually all together in the same room.
Yeah.
Think about if you got books on tape that were educational, Joe. You'd be a fucking genius at the end of this.
Then he'd have to get new friends. I see what goes on in his social media. Trust me, he'd be way above the crowd then.
That's okay.
Listen, I support the education of Joe. I keep on saying you guys got to get Showtime's Vice, man. Well, such good documentaries. But anyway, good stuff. All right, that's enough. We've gone too far. Now I have to spend fucking hours editing this nonsense.
Right.
Pip's got to get a new phone. So Pip is going to update us on the phone situation, and we will do a test run sometime this weekend, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, everybody. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and for the time being, watching.